Welcome to the Birds of Alberta podcast. I'm Chris Fisher, co-author of the best-selling field guide, Birds of Alberta. In Alberta, the first true colors of spring are purple and yellow. These, of course, are the colors that flowering prairie crocuses display when they emerge from still frozen soils. These small, fuzzy flowers let us all know that spring is finally here, even if you have to wipe away the snow to see them. But, there is also something else that displays purple and yellow in the early spring, and they often do so appropriately enough right among the blooming crocuses. There, among the commotion of the locomotion dance, are birds showing swollen purple neck sacs and RuPaul-level yellow eyebrows. And oh yeah, these are quite impressive birds of Alberta. They are sharp-tailed grouse. Now, if we're going to talk about sharp-tailed grouse, we really have to lead off with their dancing, or lekking as it is known. It is really one of the first signs of spring in this part of the world, and it is fantastic. The spring courtship dancing that occurs at lek starts in early March, and it will go on till about mid-May, but really the peak in action happens in April. And it is, of course, all about courtship. Males will gather at these traditional dancing grounds, typically located in natural environments. In southern Alberta, these are scrubby areas, usually on native prairies. But when the fever hits, they can have their dancing discos just about anywhere. Males are the first to showcase the dance moves, and they will dance off against rival males starting in the wee pre-dawn hours of the morning. The first couple of days, there may not be a lot of interest, but after a week or two, all the sharp-tailed grouse from around the general area will be in attendance. Males will typically be in the center of the lek, which is the dancing circle, which is typically about the size of the infield of a baseball diamond. And they will square off against one another with the hopes of outdueling their rival males in order to get the attention of the females or the hens. The males will lower their heads, stick their sharp tails. They do have two or three long central tail feathers that when they do bend over, stick straight up. Their little bums are all nice and white. They will inflate those purple air sacs that we've talked about earlier, and also the combs, those fleshy organs just above their eyebrows, and they look quite impressive. And then the dancing starts. Bent over, they will stomp their feet really, really fast. Some people have been bothered to count how fast that is, and that's about 20 times per second. That's amongst the fastest feet for Alberta birds. Not only, of course, are the sharp-tailed grouse looking good and dancing good, they're also vocalizing as well. That is not necessarily as impressive. It's kind of a low guttural booming, but that can be heard at distances away, you know, like almost a kilometer away. On calm mornings in the early spring, you can hear these leks going on, and that will cue you in that something very special is happening. So if it's not enough for these males to be out dancing one another, every so often a couple of birds will ramp up the competition and there'll be a little bit of mini violence. There'll be flights and shots taken at rival males, oftentimes with their feet extended and causing a little bit of a feather fury. So you do often find when you visit these areas that there are stray feathers that have been shaken loose from males that are combating one another. Now, at these leks, there are, of course, hens or females who are taking in all the action, and they're quite a bit more sensible. They're typically just staying to the sidelines and evaluating which mate would be the best fit for them, when that decision is made. Mating will happen almost immediately right at the lek site proper. And while that, I suppose, is the whole point of the whole lekking exercise, it is not something that lasts all that long. And even when it's over, the males tend to outcompete one another, even though by that time females may have flown away to a secluded area to start the nesting process, where they'll build their own little nest underneath a shrub or in some tall grasses and lay upwards of 10 or so eggs, and incubation would start. Now, while if you look at a range map for sharp-tailed grouse in North America or even Alberta, you'll notice that their distribution is quite vast, really, from one corner of the province all the way to the other. There's a possibility of encountering sharp-tailed grouse, but really it is in the southern third of the province and really in the southeastern corner of the province where we do tend to find more sharp-tailed grouse than anywhere else. And that's because they're really strongly associated with what I call scrubby vegetation. So native grassland in particular, but native grassland that does contain some short shrubs, usually some prickly rose or some snowberry, or even a little bit of sagebrush as well. That's kind of what they like. And there'll have to be some open areas where the leks typically are found. Leks typically found on little rolling rises or ridges in an undulating landscape. And that's one of the reasons why we can pick them out every now and then. When they do choose a lekking ground or a stage, it is intended to stand out a little bit, not only for us who go looking for them, but most certainly for other grouse that are looking to take part in all the action and fun. Elsewhere in Alberta, of course, lekking happens throughout the province, but they are also found up in the boreal forest. I've seen them up in the oil sands region north of Fort McMurray. A lot of that area is very sandy, if anyone's been up there. And those sandy, scrubby, open areas do provide a little bit of habitat for sharp-tailed grouse in that corner of the province. And elsewhere, where you do tend to have some natural openings in the boreal forest along fens, or even some unnatural openings such as in clear cuts, one does sometimes find some sharp-tailed grouse, but not nearly in the density and concentrations that we tend to find them in the southeast corner. There are, of course, famously sharp-tailed grouse in the Wainwright Military Base, and for years and years and years, there have been tours going every spring, going and observing sharp-tailed grouse leks from constructed blinds right in the military base. And that has been an exciting event that naturalists have taken part of for decades in central Alberta. And there are other tours now operating in the southern half of the province visiting these leks during the April antics that go on and are very intriguing for the naturalist community here in Alberta. And while sharp-tailed grouse are strongly associated with undisturbed environments, they're not exclusively found in undisturbed environments. In fact, in many areas, particularly in the south, again, you do find them closely associated with agriculture or croplands. Particularly in the winter, they seem to depart from the natural grassland landscapes to feed on the waste grain that wasn't picked up in the fall. This, no doubt, has a very strong impact on their ability to survive the winter. So we do find them, particularly in the winter months, scraping through snows in agricultural areas that tend to be adjacent to natural areas. So these areas of blended environments tends to be quite rich in sharp-tailed grouse. They are a species that's still hunted in the province, so they are a species of management concern and have declined quite a bit over the last century owing to the changes, quite frankly, in land use in the area. The efficiency of modern agriculture, of course, leaves less and less scrubby vegetation around, and also the efficiency picks up more grain than ever before. So I suppose there's less feeding opportunities for them in the winter months. But it is a sensitive species in the province. It's listed by the province as such. And the result of that is pretty much any development that is planned in the southern half of the province, particularly if the activity is planned to occur during the lekking season, which is their most sensitive time of year, running from mid-March to mid-May, then a sensitive species survey or a lek survey would be required. And one of my gigs that I do is as a wildlife consultant, many, many, many of these lek surveys. And I've been fortunate enough, because I've been sent out in good country, to find leks in the southern half of the province, in the Burstall area, on the borderlands of Alberta and Saskatchewan, up in the Oyen country, and even near Lodgepole, up near Drayton Valley, I found active leks. And not only do you go out first thing in the morning looking for the birds dancing and making a lot of fuss on the landscapes and listening for the booming nature of the birds, you can actually go out and field check the sites that you suspect. And when you do walk on to a lek later in the afternoon, after it's been abandoned for the day, for they only really dance up until 10 o'clock or so, when you head in the afternoon and walk around these leks, what you'll see is the grass is all packed down because of all that foot stomping that occurs. You'll see a lot of droppings in the area as well. And as I mentioned before, you'll often find some stray feathers that have been pulled free as a result of combative males. Even if there's snow on the ground, you will see evidence of dancing, and their little foot stomping tracks that they leave behind almost looks like the wheel tracks from a side-by-side, because they're so tightly packed side-by-side and right against each other. I've been lucky enough to meet several landowners that have sharp-tailed grouse leks on their land, very proud of this fact, and are very happy that the leks are in fact protected from disturbance, particularly during the lekking season, protected by government policy that ensures that any development, whether it's an oil and gas facility, a road, or electrical facilities, or renewable facilities, are set back at least 500 meters from all these known lek sites. Now, it of course isn't just many of the landowners in rural Alberta, or even birdwatchers, that really appreciate sharp-tailed grouse. Pretty much everyone who has been in contact with these birds, particularly during the spring rituals, are very impressed. And in fact, the First Nations people, particularly of the Great Plains in North America, pay great homage to these birds and their powwows. And other summer showcases, even at rodeos, you see dances. And what you do notice, particularly when men dance, and a very specific style of dance at these powwows, is the male dancer will be bent over. They'll be adorned in eagle feathers, typically, that extend from their arms, legs, and even their backsides. And when they're bent over, well, those feathers point straight up. And you have a look at their feet. Well, they're stomping. They're stomping just as fast as they can. And these dances are known as the prairie chicken dance. And while we don't have prairie chickens in Alberta anymore, it was a species that occurred perhaps 150 years ago, but they're all gone, we do have sharp-tailed grouse. And that's likely the bird that is being imitated here so wonderfully and famously by First Nations dancers. So we really are lucky to have this very charismatic bird that contributes to our rich culture here in Alberta and draws a connection from modern times all the way back to the first people who celebrated these birds and continue to celebrate them to this day. But they are a species that is sensitive and has been declining owing to loss of habitat, not only in rural areas owing to the expansion of agriculture and other developments in the areas. But we also have great examples and sad examples right from our cities. For you see, there used to be sharp-tailed grouse leks right in Calgary at Nose Hill Park, that prominent grassland oasis in North Calgary. And I talked to some old-time residents of Edmonton who talked about dancing sharp-tailed grouse where West Edmonton Mall now stands. So as a result of this, sharp-tailed grouse really take on a pretty significant role as a legacy or an icon to once was in our deep past and in our recent past. And of course, they're celebrated as few birds are in the present, particularly during those early spring days when the last bits of hard frozen ice start to melt away and the first hints of green start to emerge. Know that somewhere in scrubby hills of prairie Alberta, well, there's a rhythm being drummed into the grounds as it has been for millennium. A rhythm that connects us every spring to life, re-emerging from these cold, frozen lands and starting on the sprint of spring. That is a great, iconic, and important feature for any bird in Alberta, but in particular, something that is almost unique to the sharp-tailed grouse.